You are listening to the Rewards Canada podcast.
Five common mistakes that Canadians make when getting credit cards, a first look at the new United Mileage Plus Neo World Elite MasterCard, and a potential big devaluation to the World of Hyatt program. All this and more on Rewards Canada's This Week in Rewards for February 27th, 2026. If you're looking to make the most of your loyalty programs and credit card rewards, you've come to the right place. This is your weekly dose of loyalty, travel, and credit card happenings in Canada from Canada's original and leading points and miles resource, Rewards Canada. I'm your host, Patrick, and like most of our videos, we're going to kick things off with credit cards. So yeah, let's dive right into this first look at this newest credit card here in Canada, which is the United Mileage Plus Neo World Elite MasterCard. Yeah, so this was just announced in the last week or so. It's been a few weeks since we've had a video, so playing a little bit of catch up on some of this news. But just this past week, some details of this card were revealed. But the card was actually technically announced last week, the previous week, by United when they sent out a teaser that you can join this waitlist, which I will get into pretty quick here as we look at this card for the first time. So this is kind of a surprise move in the co-brand credit card market. It's been hush-hush by Neo. We did know there was an airline card coming this year here in Canada, but we had no clue. My thoughts were Alaska because they had a card here before, but then, you know, Delta has too, and American has had a card here too before. But United came somewhat of a surprise because of their major Star Alliance partnership with Air Canada. You know, those two airlines have been together for decades as part of Star Alliance and just their partnerships. And in the past, that's kind of, I think, why we've never seen a United card here, because everything was taken care of by Air Canada. But, you know, Air Canada has had a card in the US, and a lot of these alliances, they're still there, but airlines are growing beyond these alliances. We see, you know, partnerships with airlines from other alliances. I mean, Air Canada does have Cathay Pacific, things like that. So I think it's just kind of a natural progression of the industry. And now we see a United card here, which is, I guess, exciting news for United Mileage Plus members because of the upcoming changes to United Mileage Plus, which I will discuss in the loyalty section of today's video. So let's take a look at this new World Elite MasterCard from Neo that is for the United Mileage Plus program. So we don't know a lot, just some slight details have been revealed. I mean, we know it's a World Elite MasterCard. We know it's United Mileage Plus. We know there's a waitlist bonus. So if you join the waitlist, apply for the card once it comes out for, you know, applications. You'll get a link after joining the waitlist bonus. Apply for the card, are approved, and make your first purchase. You're going to get 5,000 bonus Mileage Plus miles. And now that's not the only bonus. That's going to be over and above whatever the initial welcome bonus offer is on the card. We don't know what that is yet. We have not seen those details yet. We don't know the annual fee yet either. Very few details have been revealed. What we do know is that the card is going to offer priority boarding. So when you're flying with United Airlines, you will get priority boarding by being a cardholder. Where you sit in that priority boarding, that will still be revealed. Will it be right away with the top tier elites? Most likely not. I mean, when we see a lot of credit card priority boarding, it's like in the second or third group. So we'll just have to wait to see what that is. You're also going to get a free checked bag. I'm assuming it's just your first checked bag, probably for you and however many people on your same reservation. You know, like the way the Air Canada and WestJet cards work, it's for you and up to eight people. So probably something similar. What we're still waiting on, will it be just for United flights, kind of like we see with WestJet, or can it just be checking in with United? Because with Air Canada, as long as you check in with Air Canada, you can sometimes get that first check bag free, even if the flight is flown by another airline. There's always a bit of a gray area with those first check bag free benefits. So we just have to wait for more details on that as well, but we know it's gonna be there. The other big thing, like I said, there's changes coming to the United Mileage Plus program. So if you're a frequent United flyer or even semi-frequent and you credit your flights to Mileage Plus, you will want this card in your wallet because the program as a whole will be awarding more miles to people who have a co-brand credit card with United, and that's what this card is. It's a co-brand card with United. So that is really, you know, it's gonna be a necessity for United frequent flyers in Canada. So we know that it's gonna offer that, but what we do know in terms of earn rates, we don't know a lot of earn rates. We actually don't know any of the earn rates, but we know there's gonna be an accelerator for purchasing tickets with United, of course, you'd expect. But it's also going to have an accelerator for Star Alliance Airlines. So you can use this card to buy flights with Air Canada, with Lufthansa, and you will get extra miles per dollar spent. We don't know what the earn rate is yet. So this is kind of almost like a direct attack on the Air Canada and Aeroplan cards. So if you're willing to move your program, say from Aeroplan to Mileage Plus, you know, you can still earn extra miles by purchasing Air Canada flights. But then you're gonna have to dig deep and figure out the numbers of, you know, how many miles am I earning in Mileage Plus and what are my redemption rates? Typically, you know, if you're a domestic traveler, Aeroplan is hard to beat in terms of how many points you need to redeem for flights within Canada, whereas Mileage Plus, it's not bad for flights within Canada, but I find a lot of times they're not as low as Aeroplan. So it's gonna take a lot of number crunching to see if, you know, this card can have an effect on a lot of Air Canada flyers or Aeroplan members to make the switch to Mileage Plus. So that's we'll do more evaluation on this card once we do receive more details, because like I said, right now, those details are really limited. The other benefit we know of, and this comes from the Mileage Plus changes, is that co-brand credit card holders will receive discounts on award flights. So just like Aeroplan co-brand cards that give you preferred pricing on Air Canada flights, same thing here. The United Mileage Plus Neo Worldly MasterCard will allow you to get roughly about a 10% savings, I think they say, at least a 10% savings on United flights when they're booked with miles. And if you have elite status and the credit card, you should get up to 15% or more. So that discounted award pricing is only on United or United Express award flights. That's kind of the same as the Aeroplan cards, right? You can only get that discounted pricing on Air Canada flights. And that is basically it. That's all we know about the card. We don't even know the insurance coverage, but I made an assumption. If you want to read my post, the link will be in the description below. Neo tends to have blanket coverage for all their levels of cards, so it's a World Elite MasterCard, so it should have the same World Elite MasterCard coverage as the Cathay card and Neo's own proprietary World Elite MasterCard. I'll put that coverage up on the screen here so you can get an idea. It's not 100%, but in all likelihood, this will be the coverage on the card in terms of insurance. And the last thing we can tell you as well is there's going to be a secured version of the card. So just like their Cathay card, pretty much like all Neo cards, you can get a secured version. So if you don't have the, you know, a good credit rating or even a credit rating in Canada yet, say you're new to Canada, especially say if you're moving up here from the United States and you're a big United flyer, you can get a secured version of the World Elite card from United. You'll need to meet the income requirements, of course, of 80,000 personal or 150,000 household, but you can get yourself a secured version. I love this about Neo, that they offer this option, especially on premium cards. A lot of other issuers only give secured versions on their lower end cards. So to get a high end card, a premium card as a secured to get you kickstarted to build a Canadian credit rating is great. So in general, I think, again, like a lot of the airline cards in Canada that are not Air Canada and WestJet, this is going to be more of a niche card. It's definitely one, like I said already, a United frequent flyer card. If you are already flying United a lot and Mileage Plus is your main program and you live here in Canada, you will need this card. Unless you're playing the US credit card game and already have like one of the Chase United cards from the States, then you probably don't have to bother, but you might actually, because depending on what these accelerated earn rates are and all that stuff on this card. So there's still lots to learn. Definitely, like I said, big for United frequent flyers, but it has that potential to shift some people away from Air Canada and Aeroplan cards, because you can earn and burn on Air Canada flights with Mileage Plus. Like I said, it's just going to take some number crunching. So once we know all the details of the cards, we'll try and do a deep dive on it. Of course, everybody's different, so we can kind of give you a generalization as to whether this card will make more sense than some of the Aeroplan cards or not. But then you also have to take other things into consideration too. You know, you have Aeroplan points earning outside of their credit cards. You know, it's just an easier currency to earn within Canada. I think this card is exciting. It's always exciting to get new cards in the market, but I think it's going to be kind of a niche card, again, just like the Cathay, the British Airways, Air France cards. You know, all of those cards just kind of have a niche market within Canada. So now all we have to do is just wait for all the details to be revealed. They should be revealed soon. I believe we'll probably know sometime in March. We may not be able to reveal them to you guys yet, but as soon as that embargo is lifted for us to reveal the details on the card. All right, so that's the big credit card news over the past couple weeks. There's a little bit more, which I'll touch upon in the loyalty section, because we don't really know details. We just know there's another new credit card coming. So let's jump into some of the features we added or updated on the Rewards Canada website over the past couple weeks. And one of the new features we put out was 5 common mistakes that Canadians make when getting a credit card. So the first mistake that people make when getting a credit card is sticking with the bank they bank with for getting a credit card. Now, unless the cards they offer are the best for you, you don't have to get a card from the bank you bank with. A lot of people are still in that mindset. And this made sense back in the 80s and 90s when there wasn't a lot of choice in credit cards. There were like nowhere near the 200 plus cards we have now. And plus there was no digital access where you could easily pay bills online and things like that. So it just, back then it used to be easier to get a credit card from your own bank. That is no longer the case, but the banks bank on you not knowing that. You know, it's so easy to go out and get credit cards from other issuers and pay them online and things like that. You don't have to go in branch. You don't have to mail a check. Those are gone. Those days are long gone. So just know that you don't have to get a card from your own bank, because chances are you could do better with a card from a different issuer. Again, it comes down to you learning what is best for you in terms of your rewards, your spending habits, and finding out, you know, which card will do the best job for that, which I'm going to talk about kind of in the next feature as well, for helping you figure out the right cards for yourself, for your individual needs. So that's the number one mistake people make, is sticking with their bank. Number two is believing the marketing hype that the banks give you, or that you find from influencers online, on social media, things like that. You know, you get people talking about these big bonuses, you know, 250,000 PC Optimum points. It's such a big bonus, but you know, that's $250. You can get the Platinum card with 100,000 point bonus, and that could be worth $1,000 or $2,000. So they're not giving you the big picture. Or the big one with banks, you guys know, if you've followed Rewards Canada for years, how I harp on Bank of Montreal, BMO, for their 5x points, especially when they had those ads with the guy, you know, at the desk saying, oh, it earns 5x points on this and that. But they didn't tell you that those points aren't worth that much. This is a big thing. This inflated points value is a big marketing hype thing. You know, you have the 5 points from Bank of Montreal, but they're not worth 5 cents. You know, a lot of us have that mentality that it's a 100-to-1 ratio, so 5 points should be 5 cents. It's not with Bank of Montreal. ATB, this is actually what triggered this feature. I was in ATB branch, and I overheard a teller pitching their ATB World Elite MasterCard to some clients. Now, it's not a bad card. It's actually a pretty good card, but she was going on about how it's 8x points for travel, like it's the best points earning card for travel, but she didn't tell them that the points are worth half that, basically. So 8 points per dollar is a 4% return. Now, 4% return on travel, excellent, right? That is really good, but some people will think it's an 8% return because of just that general 100-to-1 notion that a lot of people have with loyalty programs. So don't believe the hype when this, you know, you see these big inflated earn rates without, you know, doing the big thing we try to educate everybody who visits Rewards Canada, and that is looking at the earn-to-burn proposition, the earn-to-burn ratio, your rate of return. You have to look at both sides of the equation. What are your earn rates? What are your redemption rates? Once you know that, then you can figure out whether a card is good for you, how it compares to other cards. You can't compare an 8x points card with a 5x points card. I mean, same thing. This is what I put in the article. That ATB card, the TD first class, things like that, they earn 6 points per dollar on groceries, but that's only a 3% return. You have cards out there earning 4%, 5% on groceries. So these are things you have to look at. Don't be swayed by that marketing hype. Don't be swayed by, you know, oh, you know, you, in your first year, you get $1,500 of value. That's why here at Rewards Canada, we only look at the baseline value of the bonus points minus the annual fees. You, if you followed Rewards Canada, you know that's what we do, because all those other values they plop in there, that could be like your first year free benefit, that could be if you take advantage of a Nexus credit, but not everybody takes advantage of those. So don't be swayed by somebody saying, oh, there's $1,500 of value in a welcome bonus, when the welcome bonus itself is probably maybe $500 or something like that. So again, just things to know, don't believe the hype. And you know, a lot of influencers just go on what they've been told by the bank. You know, for years, I just saw so many influencers and blogs, personal finance sites, you name it, for years saying the Bank of Montreal Cashback World Elite MasterCard is the best card for groceries, just because Bank of Montreal said it has the highest earn rate on groceries. But what the bank didn't tell those influencers, and what those influencers and sites didn't say, is that it's capped at $500 per month. So it's a very low earn rate at 5% for groceries. You can earn more on the MBNA Rewards World Elite. If you spend more than $500 you know, on groceries, a 4.17% return on the MBNA card will earn you more cash back in a year than the 5% and 1% that you would get on the BMO cash back World Elite card. So these are all things you have to take into account. So don't believe a lot of the marketing hype that you see out there from the banks and a lot of influencers online. The third common mistake that a lot of Canadians make is not researching the program that's tied into the credit card. I've seen people jump on PC Optimum. I've seen people jump on Triangle. I've seen people jump on Aeroplan, Air France, not knowing that, you know, the program may not be the right one for them, or they don't research the benefits that are offered on a card and, you know, just again, it kind of comes down to that marketing hype. They just see a card and they apply for it and don't realize, you know, it's not really the right one for them. You know, I put in the article too, and this is something, again, I keep going back to a lot of things I've covered here on Rewards Canada because it all ties in together. You know, Avion Rewards, Aventura Rewards. If you're somebody who wants to be rewarded with flights to Europe, Avion Rewards and Aventura Rewards, their award charts, not very good for travel to Europe. Even Amex's membership rewards, fixed points for travel, not very good for travel to Europe. So there, you know, these are things you have to become aware of. You know, if you want to travel within North America, like most Canadians do with their reward programs, you know, Avion's decent, Aventura's decent. Again, you have better options where you're going to get higher points earning cards, where you're going to get better value in the long run, but they're not bad options. But, you know, something like Europe, if Europe is your goal, you probably do not want to go the Avion route. You probably do not want to go the Aventura route. I will not say that you don't want to go Amex Membership Rewards, because Amex Membership Rewards gives you so many different options where you can still get really good value, especially if it's like something like the Cobalt card. So these are just a lot of things that you need to be aware of. Research the program, research the benefits, research the cards. Don't just jump on the card because, you know, it has that marketing hype around it. So the fourth common mistake a lot of Canadians make when getting a credit card is refusing to pay an annual fee on a card. I know there's a lot of people in tough financial situations right now, and by all means, for some people, absolutely, it's 100% the right way to go to pay no annual fees on credit cards. But if you are somebody who travels like once per year, you may want to look at fee-based cards, number one, because they tend to be more rewarding. You can earn more rewards. You can do the calculations like, well, you know, I'm going to pay $120 annual fee. Are the extra rewards I'm gonna earn worth that $120 versus a lower earn rate on a no-fee card? But I actually tell a lot of people the annual fee really doesn't have as much to do with the rewards than it does with the benefits and perks and insurance coverage. So if you're somebody who travels once per year and rents a car, you know, just getting the CDW coverage off of a credit card can more than pay for that annual fee. Or if you fly with Air Canada once per year with your family, you have four people, you get that first check bag free on, you know, an Aeroplan co-brand card, which is gonna save you guys probably a lot more money than what the annual fee costs. Same thing with the WestJet card, and possibly the same thing with the new United card. So there's just a lot of things to take into account. So don't pass on cards that have annual fees if they can, you know, work out value-wise, saving you money in the long run. And the fifth and final mistake we looked at that is a common mistake that Canadians make is believing the myth that American Express is not accepted at a lot of places. Again, if you have followed Rewards Canada for a long time, you visit our Cobalt Multipliers page, places like that, you'll know that 80 to 90% of merchants in Canada accept American Express. So is it the same as Visa, MasterCard? No, it is definitely lower. But it's not this whole notion that nobody accepts Amex. It's a far cry from that. McDonald's, Starbucks, Walmart, you name it. A lot of places people go every single day all accept American Express. But then even a lot of the little places, I know my vet does, my dentist does. There are so many places that are accepting American Express, and it's growing all the time. And American Express, by far none, are the most rewarding cards in Canada, and some of them have some of the best benefits. So, you know, if you are serious about upping your rewards game, ignore that myth of American Express. Look into it, look into how rewarding the cards are, see how it can, you know, see how you can spend on the cards. I tell, you know, I've been telling this for years and years, that if you put like 50% of your spending on the Cobalt card and 50% on a Visa or MasterCard, you're probably gonna come out more rewarded than putting 100% of your spending just on those Visa or MasterCards. But again, it comes down to the individual. You have to do that research. So that comes back to those other mistakes, is you don't wanna just jump in blindly on a credit card. I find so many people just grab the first card that is offered to them, and they shouldn't be doing that. You wouldn't do that with a car. You wouldn't do that with a TV. So many people spent hours and hours researching those things. You should do the same with your credit cards. If you wanna learn more about, you know, some of these mistakes, I went more in depth on the website, so there will be a link in the description below where you can read this whole feature on the five common mistakes. And if my schedule allows me, I'll actually do a full-on podcast and video about this topic, just to keep it separate from this, because I know, you know, we cover so much in our This Week in Rewards that sometimes people skip over and miss these things. So if I can, I will do a separate podcast and video on this topic. And that takes me into our next feature we put on the website, and that is the guide to building your own ultimate credit card portfolio. So if you've followed Rewards Canada for quite some time, you know we put out these ultimate credit card portfolios, like the ultimate Aeroplan card portfolio, the ultimate WestJet card portfolio, the ultimate Air Canada portfolio, so on and so forth. Like there's well over a dozen of these portfolios. But sometimes you don't want to, you know, pigeonhole yourself in those different categories if that doesn't, you know, work for you as an individual. I'm going back all this time, and this is something, go back to your individual spending habits, your individual reward goals, and once you take all those into account, you know, you can build your own ultimate credit card portfolio. So I'm just going to touch on this, you know, briefly here. Again, the link will be in the description to the full thing so you can learn more. But basically, the basic structure of our ultimate credit card portfolios is that it's one Visa, one MasterCard, one American Express card. I always stress that people should try to carry one of each of those cards. They don't have to all have fees. You know, your primary card in that portfolio can be annual fee based. The other two can be no fee. But like I said, you just pick one from each, but that's a baseline. Some people, especially those of us in the Points and Miles community, may have like three Amex cards, two Visas, two MasterCards, you name it, to, you know, go beyond just having an ultimate three-card portfolio. But knowing that you want at least one of each of those, you want to build your portfolio around three major tasks, typically. I mean, again, there's gonna be people who need niche portfolios, but in general, you want your portfolio to cover three major tasks. The first task is earning and redeeming. So you want something that's valuable in terms of earning a lot of points and still has a good redemption value. The second task are perks and benefits. And then the third task is good insurance coverage. So you can have, you know, an Amex, say we go with the Cobalt card, would be your points earning card. And then you get something like the Scotia Passport Visa Infinite, that's your perks and benefits card. And then the National Bank World Elite MasterCard as your insurance card, something like that. And then you have a MasterCard, a Visa, an Amex, and you're covering yourself on all those. And then you have them, you know, and they kind of go over each other too. You'll get, you know, the Scotia Passport Infinite has good insurance coverage too. So you're kind of doing both of them. So that's just one quick example. There's going to be a lot of ways you guys can build your own portfolios. And that's what this guide is for. It's there to guide you, to help, you know, kind of just set in place what you need to do so that you can build the ultimate credit card portfolio for yourself. Like I said, the link will be in the description below. You can read the whole thing. And perhaps too, if my schedule works out, I will make a podcast and video just on this topic. I was about to wrap up credit cards, but I just remembered that one more credit card news. It's a new offer that came out. Well, it's a recurring offer that we see, and that is the $150 CT money bonus on the Triangle MasterCards. Yeah, this really good bonus has returned. It's available until middle of March. Let me see if I can find it here. March 19th. So March 19th, if you apply for the card and then use the card at a one of the Triangle reward stores, so SportCheck, Canadian Tire, you know, any of their partners that you can earn Triangle rewards at. If you make a single purchase on the card within 30 days, you'll get that $150 in Canadian Tire money. Again, link will be in the description below. All right, so that takes us into loyalty and travel news. So as I've already mentioned, if you've watched the first section on credit cards, there are some big changes coming to the United Mileage Plus program. These will take place on April 2nd. And the big thing here is a shift in how they award miles on United flights. They are moving more to that co-brand. They are moving everything to the credit card portion of the thing. They want people to have United credit cards. That ties into the United Mileage Plus Neo card here in Canada. So what they've basically done is they're decreasing earn rates on United flights for people who do not have a co-brand credit card. And then for people who do have a card, it's going to be decreased on basic economy from the current earn rates, but there will be increased earn rates for a lot of the other fare classes. I'll put the chart on the screen so you can see what the current earn rates are versus the new earn rates. But as you'll see, you know, for countries where there isn't a credit card, and when I first wrote this post, this was like literally just hours before learning about the Neo card, I had said that, you know, countries where United doesn't have a co-brand card, like Canada, it was a devaluation through and through. There's a lot less earning on United flights. Now, if you're not familiar with how Mileage Plus miles are awarded on United flights, it's based on spending, you know, just like how Air Canada went to spend base this year. They have been for quite a few years now, is based on what you spend in your fare class. So for countries where there is no co-brand credit card, so luckily we're getting one here, you will be able to earn, you know, a good amount of miles. But if you don't have the credit card, you're going to earn a lot less. Like I said, depending on the fare class you buy, you know, a non-credit card holder can see mileage earning cut by as much as 100%. Yeah, so a basic economy fare drops to 0 miles per dollar as of April 2nd, unless you are a credit card holder, of course, which in which case you'll earn 3. That's also a cut from the current 5. Said the chart is on the screen. You can see the current earn rates versus the upcoming earn rates. So the good thing is, you know, like I said, United is launching a card here in Canada. So if you do fly United with some frequency and you credit those flights to United, you will want to get the credit card. Now, the way United words it is you don't actually have to use the card to purchase the flights. As long as you have it, you're going to get those additional earn rates, because then you're going to get your also your multiplier. That's what they're hoping for, is that people will get the co-brand credit cards, so they earn the higher earn rates with United. But then, of course, by using the co-brand card, you're going to earn even more miles, because you earn those miles per dollar on the credit card, if you get what I mean. It's kind of like the Air France card, right? The Air France KLM card from Brim. You don't actually have to use that card for your Air France KLM purchases to get those 5 additional miles per euro spent on their flights. And then the other change to the program that's coming up are discounted award ticket redemptions. Again, more for co-brand credit card holders. I kind of mentioned this in the first section when discussing the new Neo card. So this is similar in fashion to when you have an Aeroplan co-brand credit card, that as of April 2nd, eligible United card holders will receive a discount on award flights when redeeming miles for flights on United or United Express. They say it's at least a 10% savings. And then the Premier members, so elite members, with a credit card will get at least 15% off those award flights. So like I said, it's just like the Aeroplan co-brand cards. It just works on the metal of Air Canada with Aeroplan cards, and this will work. And with the United program, when you have the United card, it will work just on United metal. And really, that's the gist of the United Miles Plus changes. It comes down to those earn rates, and how if you don't have one of their credit cards, you're going to be earning a lot less miles. So if you do fly, like I've said many times now in this video, if you fly United frequently, you'll want to get that United card, or you'll want to look at maybe crediting the flights to a different program, maybe shift away from Miles Plus. I have a feeling that's going to happen, especially in countries where they don't have co-brand credit cards. We may see a lot of people actually leaving Miles Plus and going to, Aeroplan, Miles & More. I mean, Miles & More, it's a tricky program, but their new dynamic pricing sometimes has some really amazing prices. So it's something to keep an eye on as well. So there's just a lot of options out there. But for the Canadian market, primarily, if you are flying United quite a bit, you will want to get that Neo card. That's just the way this program has gone. Miles Plus has gone where, if you want to make the most of it, you have to have one of their credit cards. Continue on with loyalty news. This one's a little bit older, but like I said, it's been about 3 weeks since we've done a video, and that was WestJet and Virgin Atlantic announcing their reciprocal frequent flyer partnership. I don't know what it is. I can't seem to talk today. That seemed really hard to spit out. But yeah, so WestJet rewards members can now earn and redeem points on Virgin Atlantic flights, and Virgin Atlantic Flying Club members can earn and redeem their Virgin points on WestJet flights. So it was effective immediately when it launched, probably about a week and a half ago. Basically, I'll put it up on the screen. You can see the earn rates for WestJet rewards members. They're the flat earn rates, kind of like you see when you earn with like Air France, KLM, Qantas, their various partners. Redeeming WestJet points on Virgin flights is the same as redeeming WestJet points on WestJet flights. Basically, if the Virgin flight shows up on the WestJet.com website, you can redeem points for it. So it's basically their code shares. You can redeem 100 points to $1 for base fare and extras, and then 105 to 115 points for government taxes and fees. So it'll work just like that. So some of their code shares on Virgin Atlantic beyond London include like Dubai, Cape Town, Johannesburg. So there's a few more options out there where you can use your WestJet rewards points. And then for Virgin Atlantic Flying Club members, I'll put the earn rates on the screen for Virgin Atlantic Flying Club members. You'll see that right now. Basically, it comes down to what fare class you're buying, as to the amount of points you're going to earn based on distance times by that multiplier that you see on the screen there. And then redeeming Virgin points from Flying Club, you can do that on WestJet flights based on fare class and distance. I have some of those on the screen as well as an example. Here's the thing, a lot of people, and myself included, we couldn't find WestJet flights on Virgin's site. It looks like there's maybe some issues there. Some data points show that people had success calling into Virgin and using their points, or being able to at least see WestJet flights that you could redeem your points for. Now, you can use other airline programs like Air France, KLM, or Delta to kind of see availability and perhaps call into Virgin to see if you can redeem your Virgin points for that. But hopefully that's something that they fix in the coming months. I mean, we're always checking these sites for, examples to use in our posts. So hopefully one day we'll see, or if you, as one of our viewers, readers, listeners, if you find that, that WestJet has been finally loaded into Virgin Atlantic's website and you can redeem points online, please let us know in the comments below, or send us a message, on one of our social media or by email. And we'll be sure to put a post out there letting the whole community know that it's working, that you can redeem your Virgin points on WestJet flights. And then the next big news in loyalty this week was the announcement from World of Hyatt, their big changes, which, you know, for the most part is a pretty major devaluation, the way any way you look at it. Some of the free night awards are increasing by almost 67%.
What did you say, Flintstone?
It'll all depend on the hotel you stay at, when you stay at, and what category they price at. So what's happening with World of Hyatt, if you're familiar with this program, right now they have 8 categories of hotels that you can redeem points at. So category 1 is your lowest one, category 8 is your highest. Across all of those, there are 3 redemption levels in the current program. You have off-peak, standard, and peak. And then, so the changes that are happening is they're keeping the 8 categories, but they're moving to 5 points redemption levels. Yeah, so they're adding more levels. So it's not like fully dynamic like Marriott or ISG. You know, it's not gone that route yet, but it's getting closer. By having 5 levels, there is, you know, I call it semi-dynamic pricing because you don't really know what you're going to be paying yet. And you're going to have, what are those 5 levels called? They are lowest, low, moderate, upper, and top. So if you're watching this on YouTube, you will see, you know, I've been putting the charts up there. There's the current chart and the new chart. So you can see that the 2 new levels are significantly higher than the current maximum peak points requirement. You know, category 8, the peak points requirement was 45,000 points, and now it's just shy of 67% higher. So the first question that will need to be answered and seen in the future is how many hotels and how often will locations be asking for that highest points amount? I mean, based on Hyatt's press release, it will be limited as of this May, but will be expanded upon in the coming years. And then the next thing we have to ask is, in the current chart, standard is your middle ground, which is closer to the low chart level, not the new moderate, which is the middle. So I have a sneaking suspicion moderate's going to become the new standard level. And if that's the case, that is a devaluation as well, because all the points requirements in the moderate level are higher than the current standard amount. So that's just my guess. We have to wait to see, but I have a feeling that is what's going to happen, is that most hotels will choose to price, you know, their standard award nights at the moderate level. So that means it is a devaluation in that regard. I mean, on the other side of this though, the absolute lowest points requirement, when you get to that lowest level, they're actually improved. It's actually lower points requirements for categories 1 to 6. Categories 7 to 8 stay the same as the current off-peak, but categories 1 to 6 do have lower lowest levels than the current off-peak. But again, the question that needs to be raised is how many hotels will choose to price at that lowest level and how often? You know, how many nights will be priced at that lowest level? Probably not many. So all in all, you know, it looks like World of Hyatt members will be requiring to use more points for free nights across the board at Hyatt hotels. But you know, for a lot of Canadians, this isn't that big a deal. World of Hyatt is a very small program for Canadians. The Points and Miles community, of course, you know, we covet World of Hyatt. It has a lot of value, but the points are hard to come by here unless you are playing the US credit card game and get a, you know, World of Hyatt credit card. Outside of that, you know, with less than 30 locations from coast to coast, it's not a big program for the general Canadian population. It's nowhere near what Marriott has, nowhere near what Best Western has, nowhere near IHG, nowhere near Hilton, nowhere near Choice, nowhere near Wyndham. All of those programs have many, many more members than Hyatt. I mean, Hyatt is growing in Canada, but slowly. You know, they're adding 5 more hotels this year at least, so they're going to get close to 30. So still a relatively small player in the market. For frequent travelers, a little bit of a different story. If you travel to the cities where there are a lot of Hyatts, again, Hyatt globally is not that big, nowhere near what all those other chains I mentioned have. So as bad of news as it is to have a devaluation of up to 67%, the amount of Canadians this affects is smaller than if we saw something like this happening from a lot of the big programs. Mind you, a lot of the big programs have already gone to dynamic pricing. So, you know, Hyatt's just playing catch up with that. But I should note, there was actually some good news in Hyatt's changes that they announced. The first will be that later this year, you'll be able to transfer points digitally. So you can do it online. Right now, if you want to transfer Hyatt points from, you know, to a family member or a friend, you have to like fill out a form and either mail it in, scan it, email it in or fax it in or something like that. So they're making that a little bit easier. You'll be able to transfer digitally online. And the second improvement is elite members, Explorers, Globalists, Lifetime Globalists, and then World of Hyatt credit card members. So if you're playing the US credit card game and have one of their credit cards, you're going to get early access to award nights. So right now, World Hyatt members can book about 12 months out. I believe it's about 1 month extra. So if you are an elite status member or have one of the credit cards, you're gonna get 13 months of access towards award nights. And we're gonna wrap up loyalty with news from Scene Plus. So this is where we have that other credit card. I mentioned earlier in the video that there's one more new credit card coming to Canada, and that is going to be a Tangerine Scene Plus credit card. Very few details have been made about this. We just know it's a Tangerine card that's gonna earn Scene Plus points instead of cash back. If you're aware, Tangerine has two credit cards in the market. They are cash back cards. What we do know, this is gonna earn Scene Plus points. We know it's gonna be a premium card. They say it's a premium card, so likely a World Elite. At least that's my guess. It could be a World, but I feel like Tangerine already has a World card, so they're gonna avoid that and go with a World Elite card. So they're gonna have three levels. You know, they'll have a basic, a World Elite, and it's gonna earn Scene Plus points, and really, that's all we know. Likelihood, like I said, a World Elite MasterCard. I mean, I doubt it would be a Visa. They don't wanna, you know, go that route. And by adding a MasterCard, they are getting Costco. And that's, this was pointed out on the Rewards Canada Hub. You know, one of the members of the Rewards Canada Hub. It's our community, it's our free community that you guys should join. You know, come join. You can ask your questions, you can answer questions. It's a good free place for Canadians to come discuss points, miles, and credit cards. But as one of the members there mentioned, it's, you know, good for Costco. And I totally forgot about that. By doing a Tangerine MasterCard, Scene Plus has you covered. They have Amex, Visa, and MasterCard. You can build an ultimate Scene Plus portfolio just with Scene Plus cards, which is amazing. So I, you know, again, we're just guessing it's a MasterCard, but I would say with, you know, 90% certainty, it will be a MasterCard. So yeah, you'll be able to earn Scene Plus points at Costco. Well, fingers crossed you can. So this can be really big. But the bigger news from Scene Plus this week too was a devaluation in the points earned, or most of your points earning at Cineplex. So I put this charts up on the screen, and you can see that earn rates are changing from 5 points per dollar to 3 points per dollar on almost everything except for premium tickets. Premium tickets are being bumped up. So if you're a premium ticket buyer, you're gonna earn more. You're gonna get 6 points per dollar instead of 5 points per dollar. And I'm going back to the Rewards Canada Hub, as another member pointed out there that just not too long ago, you know, you could get a free movie through the Scene program. This was before it was Scene Plus, I believe, for 10 movies. You buy 10 movies, you get one free. Now with this latest devaluation, unless you're buying those premium tickets, it's gonna take you 20 movies. So a doubling in the number of movies you have to see before you can get a free movie in the Scene Plus program. So that's really unfortunate news from Cineplex. And they've, you know, even lowered the earn rates on the food and drink. I mean, that's like, it's so expensive to begin with, and they're lowering the earn rate. It's just, you know, an unfortunate change for movie lovers. I mean, Scene was the movie program, right? It's way beyond that now. It's travel, it's groceries, it's, you name it. It's a little bit of everything. Gas is coming up. It's become such a big and amazing program. I'm just surprised that, you know, they would cut the earn rates at Cineplex. I think that, you know, Cineplex, even though they're part owner, is starting to become the weakest link in the Scene Plus program. All right, so that's it for all the credit card loyalty news. I know it's been a lot, but it has been a few weeks since we've had a video, so I'm gonna rip through the bonus blast. Normally, it's a really quick look at bonuses, so we're gonna try and go through this really fast. The Rewards Canada bonus blast is where we highlight some of the better points and miles offers from the past week, well, in this case, the past few weeks, where you guys can go out and earn more miles and more points on your travels, on your shopping, you name it. I'm gonna limit it to just two bonuses because, like I said, we're going on so long. So the first was the launch of Marriott Bonvoy's new global points promotion. So with this one, as soon as you register for this offer, you can earn 2,500 bonus points per stay and one elite night credit for each different Marriott brand you stay at. So this is their first global promo of the year. Like I said, you register for it, and then all your eligible stays, which are just paid stays, point stays or points and cash stays do not count. It has to be fully paid for. As long as it earns points, you will earn the bonus. It's 2,500 points per stay. You know, 2,500 points is roughly $25 in value, so a pretty decent bonus. And then the one elite night credit per brand. So, you know, if you stay at a 4 points, that's gonna be one credit. And then if you stay at a Marriott, that's gonna be two credits. Stay at a Delta, that's three, so on and so forth. You know, they have 30 plus brands. So there's potential to earn quite a few elite night credits. The offer, you need to register by April 16th. The link will be in the description below. And this is valid for stays until May 10th. As always, thank you to everybody who books their Marriott stays through us. We are a partner with them. We do earn commissions on Marriott stays. So if you do, you know, register through our link and book at the same time, or come back to our link and click on it and then book, And thanks to your guys' support, that is how we are able to keep all of our content free across all of our platforms and continue bringing you the best and most in-depth, unsurpassed coverage of loyalty and credit card programs in Canada. And the last bonus we're going to look at is from Air Canada Aeroplan. They are offering double points on all flights worldwide. So this is just kind of an extension and improvement of the 50% bonus we've been seeing for most of January and most of February. So now as of February 22nd, they bumped it up to 100% bonus, 2x Aeroplan points on all flights worldwide. The crazy thing, like I said in the previous video, when they launched the 50%, no registration required. This is open to everybody. You just have to go book your flights. As long as they're booked between February 22nd and March 11th for travel throughout the year until December 31st, 2026, you will earn 2x points. So that is a doubling of your base fare and carrier surcharges. It does not double your elite bonuses though. So if your base fare is $1,000, you know, your base fare and surcharges before any taxes, you will earn 2,000 Aeroplan points. So this is kind of, I think, going on what Scott O'Leary from Aeroplan told us when they announced all these changes last August that came into effect on January 1st of this year. They said there's gonna be a lot more points promotions because for a lot of people, the earn rates, of course, have been reduced. Now that they've gone to fully revenue-based earn, they said there's gonna be a lot more promotions. And we've seen that for most of January, you know, new bookings would get 50% bonus points, and now you're getting double, you're getting 100%. So they are living up to their promise. So just keep it coming, Air Canada. The one thing that I said that surprised me is that you're not having people register for these. You're just giving it to everybody. So thank you to Air Canada for doing that, because for a lot of people, they have been earning a lot less points. So this softens the blow a little bit. And remember to check out the Rewards Canada bonus offer section before you book any travel. It's at rewardscanada.ca/bonuses.html. Before you book any flights, hotels, car rentals, you name it, you visit here and you can see if you can earn more points on your hotel stay, earn more miles on your flights, so on and so forth. So many Canadians are just going and booking without realizing they could be earning more miles and more points and more rewards. And with all these programs going dynamic, putting all these rules in place, the best way to combat that is by trying to earn more, and these bonus offers help you to earn more. So check out that section before you book any travel. And a quick reminder that links to all the topics we've covered in today's video will be in the description below. And if you like today's video, be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to our channel if you don't do so yet, hit the notification bell so you're notified when we do post new videos, share the video with friends, family, coworkers, anybody you think can benefit from the topics, and leave us a comment below, whether it's a question, a clarification, or a correction, or even if you just want to say hi, we do our best to respond to all comments. And that's all she wrote for this week's video. Be sure to check out rewardscanada.ca and our socials on a daily basis, because there's a lot of things we do not cover in this video. And there are some short-term items that do not even make it into our Friday newsletter. But at the very least, you should be subscribing to that newsletter, because that is your complete roundup of everything to do with loyalty and credit cards in Canada. It comes out every Friday. And then Saturday is the Rewards Canada Bonus Bulletin. That is your summary of all the bonus miles and points offers we have added to the website for the current week. It is your ticket to earning more miles, more points, so that you can redeem for more rewards. Thank you everybody for tuning in. Have yourselves a great weekend. I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
The Rewards Canada podcast is produced in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, with music produced by Regina's own TWKOP.